Covered news in brief. Java tells DPS to drop health checks for elderly facing up to the potential effects of the new Omicron COVID variant, and anxious to avoid introducing further lockdown measures, the government has declared its mission to deliver a booster vaccine. Unlike privatized test and trace, initial UK vaccination benefited from a coordinated, public, national health service. But that same service is starved of funds, and overwhelmed by a backlog, 6 million on waiting lists by the new year, according to the health secretary. Far from offering a remedy, the government has given GP practices permission to postpone minor surgery and routine health checks for over 75s to enable GPs to deliver the booster. Many more health conditions will no doubt go undiagnosed and untreated. The move has been welcomed by some GP leaders, enabling them to avoid some bureaucratic demands and unnecessary paperwork. But fundamentally, the problem is one of staff and resources. Decades of cutbacks, underinvestment and privatization from Tory and Labour governments have left the NHS unable to cope, and lacking staff willing to work under high pressure for low pay. That's why the Socialist Party backs the NHS workers' call for a 15% pay rise, and campaigns for a fully funded, public NHS. Largely as a consequence of public services being unable to cope, emergency measures have needed to be taken at different points throughout the COVID pandemic. Those decisions cannot be left in the hands of Johnson and his government, which has proven it always puts the interests of big business first. Instead, it should be the working class and trade unions that decide democratically what measures need to be taken in the interests of the majority.